As France nears its presidential election next month, its far-right party has chosen its candidate. She comes with name recognition, and the name is Le Pen. The National Front's Marine Le Pen takes on the role her controversial father had for decades. Yesterday, the candidate kicked off her campaign in one small town where her protectionist anti-immigrant policies found a receptive audience. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley was there.
Supporters warmly welcome Marine Le Pen at the municipal hall in the town of Hénin-Beaumont. The crowd is mostly older and white. Many wave French flags. Some have brought their dogs along. Le Pen told them she would fight to put France back on the right track.
Présidente de parti, femme.
I will fight against all that wounds France and defend the France I love. I am a citizen, but also a mother. And like all mothers, I want my children to live in security. I want to restore order and tranquility to this nation.
The fiery 42-year-old lawyer and divorced mother of three took over as leader of the National Front last year from her aging father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, who founded the party 40 years ago. Observers say the younger Le Pen is modernizing the macho world of far-right politics. Appealing to a new generation, Le Pen rejects what she calls outdated ideas like homophobia. She has also broken with her father's anti-Semitism. But the party's anti-immigrant, anti-globalization platform continues to resonate among many working-class voters like Catherine Petit-Lyon. In times like this, we can't keep giving welfare benefits and jobs to immigrants, she says. I'm sorry, but the French have to come first. This is Le Pen country. Towns like Hénin-Beaumont in the former mining belt used to power France. But the coal mines all shut down by the late 1980s, and there were no more jobs for the waves of immigrants who have flocked here. Today, the region's unemployment rate, around 20%, is double the national average. Shops and houses are shuttered. Two giant slag heaps loom outside of town. Inside Le Royal, a bar on the town's main street, 68-year-old retired truck driver Richard Emile says he's not afraid to say he's voting for Le Pen.
She has good ideas and can do a lot for this country. We wouldn't be in this mess with the euro if she'd had anything to say about it.
Le Pen advocates leaving the eurozone, a message that has played well here during the economic crisis. Just 6 weeks before the country's two-round presidential election, polls show Le Pen in third place with anywhere from 15 to 19% of the vote. Her strong showing has pushed President Nicolas Sarkozy to the right. He's called for tighter borders and less immigration, but most people here say they don't trust him anymore. 55-year-old Kamel Sebou is also at Le Royal. His parents immigrated to Hénin-Beaumont from Algeria decades ago to work in the coal mines. He says both Le Pens have tried to capitalize on people's misery here.
Moi, j'ai subi tout ce que son père a fait.
Her father had hateful words, and we suffered under him, says Sebou. They say she's different, but their followers seem the same. Sebou says with all the anti-immigrant talk of this year's election campaign, he fears a rise in fascism in France. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.